Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about bears. It's no surprise that the central constellation in our sky, around which the heavens revolve, is called Ursa Major, the Great Bear. In many cultures, bears are powerful symbols of strength, mother love, and magic. In some legends, bears are brothers to humans, marry women, and shapeshift between animal and human form. The bear is so revered in some cultures that to speak its name is sacrilege, while other peoples view bears as pests and competitors. Many sports teams are named after bears, or Bruins. They also appear as cuddly toys and are hunting trophies. One of the world's 8 bear species, the American black bear, Ursus americanus, is native to our coastal forests. Black bears colonized North America 3.5 million years ago, and their forest habits developed as a result of competing with huge prehistoric cats and bears. The black bear is not always black, but can range in color from blonde to brown and cinnamon in our area. Elsewhere, white-colored black bears are called Kermode or spirit bears, and blue ones are glacier bears. Black bears are great athletes, capable of sprinting 30 miles per hour, swimming strongly, and easily climbing trees. Bear size, breeding age, and success in reproducing are strongly influenced by food quality and availability. The bigger the bear, the more likely it is to reproduce. In bears, big and fat are good. Black bears are opportunistic omnivores. Most of their food is plant material, but they also consume insects and carrion, take deer and elk fawns, and fish for salmon. What does a bear do in the woods? Studies show that the digested salmon deposited by bears in the woods contributes fertilization critical to forest growth. The magic of a bear's winter hibernation fascinates humans, with the near death of a long winter sleep followed by rebirth in spring. The physiology of the hibernation process is no less magic. For months, bears are inactive, metabolize their stored fat, do not eat, drink, or eliminate wastes, and emerge in the spring hungry, but active and healthy. While bed rest causes bone loss in humans, bears actually add bone mass during their winter snooze. Bears pursue solitary lives, with the exception of females with cubs and feeding groups, say at salmon streams. After a few summer days of mating, adults part ways. Females control when the fertilized egg is implanted in the uterus so that birth is timed for winter dormancy. Females can start having cubs as early as age 3 and may live to age 30, much of their life spent with offspring. Typically, 2 cubs are born in alternate years, but litters may range from 1 to 5. Cubs usually spend 18 months with their mothers and disperse during their second summer. Though solitary, bears are always aware of their neighbors. On paths used by bears, they communicate by marking trees with body rubbings and bite and claw marks. Bears can be cannibals, so smaller bears avoid larger bears, and females with cubs avoid all bears. In bear territories, ranges used by males are large and may overlap those of several females. Female offspring frequently establish ranges that overlap their mothers, and male young tend to move farther away. Both defensive and predatory attacks on humans by black bears are rare. People are more likely to be injured by deer or elk. Expanding human populations increase the likelihood of encounters with bears, usually to the bear's detriment. Bears seeking new territories are pushed to the margins of their habitat and most often encounter humans. Drawn to seed and bird feeders, outdoor pet food, and unsecured garbage, habituated bears, those used to humans, often become nuisances and are shot. As bear biologists frequently say, a fed bear is a dead bear. Peaceful coexistence with bears is usually a matter of public education and removing attractants such as garbage. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.
Thank you.